Blues to Internet. Your net control tonight is KJ4WZM. My name is Daniel. My location is Traveler's Rest. My interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called Nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Top Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and has an effective reading power of 25 watts. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. And recognize the pre-net check-ins. I've got W4FCM, that's Fred in Traveler's Rest. He brings along with him his wife Isla, and for IEI, also in Traveler's Rest. K4XMR, Mel and Prosperity. KW4TS, Jim and Pelzer. KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylors. KI4LDI, Andy on Table Rock. KG4PFI, Don. He brings along with him his wife Linda. KG4QLQ, they're in Piedmont tonight. K4OSH, Pat and Malden. W2AMD, Andrew in Sensiville. W4IOE, Sid and Fletcher. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. N4WRO, Bill and Easley. KN4RJN, John on Brown Summit. K1CJW, Roland and Pickens. KC4W, Bill and Anderson. KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville. And KG4WNV, Landon in Dacusville. First time who just got their license or upgraded their license, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. And if you'd like to check into the Blue Stream Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM, please check in. Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave, just north of Salisbury, North Carolina. Be negative, negative. Thanks for calling that tonight, Daniel.
Check in Kila Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I am mobile Pelzer tonight. And I just got to relay a quick message to W4TJW. I have no announcements and I will not be around for the roundtable tonight.
Hey, station, I understand how it goes. Dave, hang around for 1 second. Fred and Easy.
KO4NNH. Hey, Dave, you got a second?
Fred, yeah, I do. I'm out driving, and it is really kind of hard to hear you. Talk kind of slow and loud, and I'll be here. W4DJW.
My phone finally sent you an APRS message I sent you a long time ago. I just want to let you know, disregard that message. That's back whenever the EchoLink was having issues on the repeater for a little while.
Roger, roger, no problem. Message received. Not an issue. Appreciate you letting me know. I'll let you turn it back to Net Control. W4DJW.
KO4NNH, back to Net.
We're able to catch up with each other. Net would like to recognize W4DJW. That is Dave, mobile, probably on I-85, Salisbury, North Carolina. And KO4NNH, Fred N. Pelzer. Alrighty, let's see here. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give a call, name, location, and state your intent to remain on the net for the ride to you portion. Tonight being Friday night, we'll begin with Uniform 3 Zulu. Stations with the Southern Pacific call U through Z. If you would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Museum. Check in. Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Steve, and Inman. And I'll be negative, negative, and listening in. Everyone have a nice evening. And Dave, you travel safe.
Museum. In Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. The name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Hotel Foxtrot Chief, probably. Just check me in that station.
Museum, KO4NUE. Daniel, I have a piece of traffic for you.
Check in. I'll go ahead and check you in, and then you can go ahead with your traffic, and then I'll recognize the stations.
You ready, Daniel? Okay, so this has a weird number on it, but message number is Papa Echo 7, Golf Zulu, Alpha Uniform Golf, Lima Kilo Oscar Hotel, Routine HX Golf, KJ4WZM, Checkup 17, Travelers Rest, South Carolina, 1940, 7 January 2022. Break. J4WZM. Message is as follows. Let me know if you received this message. X-ray. Net is at 2100. See you there. X-ray 73KO4NUE. At reading speed. Let me know if you received this message. X-ray. Net is at 2100. See you there. X-ray 73KO4NUE. QSL.
I was message number and stuff again. I'm trying to write this down. I got most of the message there. If you wouldn't mind, go repeat everything one more time, and I should be able to get all of this again.
Push me down to the comments portion, and I will take care of it then. But go ahead and get your roll call, and we'll get down in the comments. Don't tie people up. KO4NUE.
I'll go ahead and recognize these stations real quick. Do you want me to check in Anna as well?
No, we'll wait our turn, Daniel.
I'm going to go ahead and recognize you, though, and I will mark you down for comments.
Yeah, we'd like to recognize KN4VWA. That is Stephen Inman, K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County, KE4ZHF, Keith in Columbus, and KO4NUE, Chad in Campobello. Chad, I got you marked down for comments. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Shooting Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Shooting Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
4WZM. Please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in default and we'll all be negative and negative.
Jim, please check in. November 4, Delta, Julia and Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
WZM. Jim, please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo, Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
KM4BLH, that is Kurt in Greenville. Also, KK4DMW, that is Rick. He brings along with him his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, KM4MLQ. They're at home in Piedmont tonight. Next, we've got N4DJC, that is Jerry and Anderson. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. This station, I have Kilo November 4, Charlie something something. I do not have the last two of his call sign. I don't have his name or his location. If someone could relay that, or if that station could come back, I'd definitely appreciate it. And last, I've got WD4DYH. That is Johnny. Kilo November 4, Charlie station. Would you please come back to me with the rest of your call sign and name and location? on that station that I was not able to pick up. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Number 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, is that correct? David in Seneca. One last time, is your call sign Kilo November 4 Charlie Hotel Yankee? That is correct. I pulled up your QRZ page. I have David and Seneca. I'm just checking to make sure that's correct. It's got David K and then your last name in Seneca, South Carolina. Is the name and location correct on that? SKN4CHY. David and Seneca. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Ether 8, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
4WZM. Yeah, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler all. Good to hear you, Daniel. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
KC4EZN, that is Harry and Candler. Good to hear you too, Harry. Hope you're doing well tonight. Any other stations, E through H, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
W4FHJ, that is Gene and Taylor's. Go ahead up to I through L now, India through Lima. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Say 73s for each one of you.
WZM. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
4WZM. Daniel, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, that's KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comments this evening, and 73 to you and everybody on the net.
It's KK4JFO, that's James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. KK4JVQ, my buddy Larry, he brings along with him his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Tell Miss Donna we said hello, Larry. Hope y'all are doing well tonight. They're at home in Greer. Now we've got KL4JKB Duncan in Asheville. Any other stations, I through L, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Go through Papa, M through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, and Fred and Greer, I'll be negative and negative.
WZM. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt and Edmund. No traffic, I'll stick around for some chew.
Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha. That is Fred and Greer and K4O Edmund. Any other stations, M sir P, if you would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. And Walt, I've got you marked down for comments. Thank you for hanging around with me for comments. Any other stations, M sir P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. We'll go ahead up to Quebec through Tango now, Q through T. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
4WZM. KO4QLD, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. My name is Chris. I'm in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
4WZM. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Whiskey Foxtrot Charlie, Bill, Eleanor, North Carolina. I'm negative, negative.
ZM and KO4RYP, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. This is Anna. I'm at home in Campobello. Thank you. I'll be negative for comments and roundtable. Thanks.
Hold, please check in. Kilo Echo 6. Tango Charlie Golf, Harry and Taylor's.
KO4QLG, that is Chris in Liberty. KF4WFC, Bill in Lenore, North Carolina. KO4RYP, Anna in Campobello. And KE6TCG, Harry and Taylor's. We'll go ahead at this point and open it all the way up to the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you would like to check into the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. Lydia 4, Delta Tango Yankee, KI4, DTY. This is Daniel N. Taylors.
Net Control. Please check in Kilo Foxtrot 4. Uniform Fox Chanky, KF4UFY. My name is Kami, that's Kilo Alpha Mike India. I'm in Belton, South Carolina, and I'm checking in by Echo Link. 73 is to everyone, I'm just going to be in and out.
Nice. KI4DTY, Daniel and Taylors. Is that correct, Daniel?
Yes, that is correct. KI4DTY.
KF4UFY, Cammie and Belton. Thank you all for checking in with me tonight. Any other stations, you through... Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, if you would like to check into the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM, Neo Oscar Whiskey, Rich and Granville, negative, negative.
K4ROW, Richard and Greenville. Last call for A through Z before going to rank to Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Meter Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Station, so this is KJ4WZM now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rank to portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rank twos. KO4NUE, Chad. It looks like you're first up tonight.
Hey, Daniel, KO4NUE. You ready? You ready for this?
Ready.
Well, let's put this into perspective. So, this is from my 2-meter radio to the RMS server. From the RMS server to your cell phone. And then from your cell phone back to my 2-meter radio. So this is actually your message. Do you want the routing number and all that? Because it's really a weird routing number. Or you just want the message?
The routing number and all that stuff. Just give me a... I don't really need the routing number and all that. If you want to give me a routine number other than the routing number, routine abbreviated from blah, blah, blah to blah, 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 if you want to do it that way, if you want to do that, then we can go ahead and do that, and it'll be a lot easier that way.
All right, well, this will be message number 2, even though the actual message number is pretty complex. So we'll go with 2. Routine, HX Golf, Station of Origin,
is KJ4WZM. Checkup 17 words. Travelers Rest, South Carolina. 1940 is the time. 7 January 2022. 2 KJ4WZM. Break. At reading speed, let me know if you received this message. X-ray. Net is at 2100 figures 2100. See you there. X-ray. Figures 7 3 KO4NUE. So at reading speed, let me know if you received this message. X-ray. Net is at 2100. See you there. X-ray. 73 KO4NUE. QSL.
See if I got this. I got message number 2, routine, hotel, X-ray, golf, station of origin, KJ4WZM. Correct so far, Chad?
So far, Daniel. Correct so far.
Message. Let me know if you received this message, X-ray. Net is at 2100 and figures as 2100. See you there, X-ray. KO4NUE. And count on that is 17, correct?
You left out 73. So last line is there, X-ray, 73. KO4NUE.
I appreciate that. I got it wrote down now. 73 KO4NUE. All right.
Okay.
If you want to, you could email it to me or mail it to me. One or the other. My email is my call sign at iCloud.com, and then my mailing address is going to be on QRZ.
Via email here shortly. KO4NUE. I'll be clear, Daniel. Thank you. Thank you for handling that for me.
Now I would like to catch up with you later to discuss how in the world we exchanged messages with your HT and my phone, because I'm very, very curious about that. So if you wouldn't mind catching back up with me at some point and walking me through that, I'm very interested in knowing. KO4NUE, KJ4WZM. And thanks in advance, Chad. I'm super curious now.
KO4NUE. Daniel, go ahead and get the other guys on the stump, because they may not be interested in this kind of stuff. But take care of them first and get me last before you close out, and I'll kind of explain how we did that. And I'm going to email you this here shortly. KO4NUE, I'll be clear but standing by.
I definitely appreciate it. Sounds good. And thanks for giving me a piece of traffic for the net tonight. I like that, too. I get to write 2 instead of 1. Alrighty. Appreciate it, Chad. And 73-2. Catch you in a little while. KF4NUE, KJ4WZM. KZM and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Looking for any additional check-ins. Alpha through Zulu. A through Z, if you would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Additional check-ins at this time. So K4OIM, Walt, you are next up on the stump. How has your week been?
WZM, K4OIM. It ain't been too bad, Daniel. I can't tell that my mouth and throat's getting any better. I took the last of my penicillin about an hour ago, and I got to go back to the doctor Wednesday morning and see what they say. But it, I don't know, it just seems like it just ain't going to go away, and I'm doing everything they told me to. All I can drink is coffee, milk, and water. And I opened up a Pepsi a while ago, and it's still sitting here. Man, it's like pouring battery acid down your throat, trying to drink anything with any kind of acid in it. But have you got your truck on the road yet?
To that rear axle. I haven't really had a chance to work on it this week, but I'm going to do it next week. The front lift is done, but I don't really want to drive a squatted truck, so I'm going to go ahead and finish the back before I put it back on the road, even though I could actually drive it just like it is right now, but I'd look like a stupid little 15-year-old out there, like I'm sure you've seen out there with those squatted trucks. I don't want to do that. So I've been still riding my bike back and forth to work in this cold weather. Still making it okay, but hopefully this weekend I'll finish with putting that rear axle in there, and I should be good to go then. It'll need to get aligned, and I've got some other work to do on it after that, some stuff with the brakes. All I got to do is get it to my work shop, and they said they'd help me with the rest of it, which I could do on my own, but it'll be faster with additional hands on it. So, and all of them are really, really good at working on that kind of stuff. All these people that I work with, they all go off-roading together. So they all work on their own rigs together and things like that. So I don't have a problem with them helping me on it. But that's about all that's left on it, that rear axle. And then I'll be back on the rib.
Few of them squatted trucks up here around them, and I think they look stupid. And I think the governor of North Carolina, he outlawed them. And it's a pretty hefty fine. If you got stopped once, they give you a warning ticket, and then the next time they caught you, it's a pretty hefty fine, and you lose your license for 6 months. Back when I was a kid, now we'd raise the rear end, but never the front end. I don't think it looks cool at all. Yeah, back when I was a kid, we'd put our shots on them and blow them up. But, man, you know that it's got to be dangerous with them squatting like that. If they do it any high speed at all and round the curves. But, I'm glad you're coming along on your truck, Daniel. My cat's one of the wild ones across the street that I feed, was in here the other morning, and when I opened the door, it scared it. It was in my chair. It jumped up on the desk and knocked a glass of milk over on my legal pad where I had your phone number. And I had thrown the legal pad away, and I lost your phone number. Would you mind giving it to me again, Daniel?
No problem. It is 864-559-3456.
That number, 3456. Oh, man, I appreciate that. I'm trying to give you... what my daughter's got planned. She's been working 10, 11 hours this week. She come in tonight, she was beat. She's done gone to bed. I ain't gonna be far behind because I done took all my medicine tonight. And trying to decide whether to go ahead and do the pre-check-in or stay up. I said, I'll stay up till about 10 o'clock anyway, but I'm going to have to get up there and go to bed, or either go to sleep sitting down here and wake up freezing to death. It's good talking to you, Daniel. So I'll say 7-3s, and I'll hang around here for your final. KJ4WZM, Q. K4OIM.
Yep, I'll be around here tomorrow. I definitely appreciate you hanging around for comments. I always look forward to that. And I suppose I'll talk to you tomorrow. I hope you get some good sleep, and I really hope that your mouth starts feeling better soon. I'm sorry that it hasn't been feeling great. I hope that the doctor's able to figure it out sometime soon and get that fixed for you. It'd be nice for you to be able to eat and drink regularly again, normally, and be able to talk without your mouth and throat feeling all messed up. So hopefully sometime soon they'll get it figured out and you can go back to normal. I guess I'll talk with you later, Walt. You have yourself a go ahead and see if I got any more check-ins or comments tonight before I close out the net. 73's Walt, KJ4WZM. If I missed anyone for check-ins or comments, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. So I'm going to go ahead and type up my net report. And Chad, if you're still around, I'm going to call you as soon as I close out the net, if that's okay.
UE, go ahead, Daniel. I'll be standing by.
WZM now securing the Blue Ridge Community Net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to everybody, and have a good night. KJ4WZM. All right, Chad, how did that work, and what HT did you use to do that with?
For NUE, Daniel, I did not use an HT, but you can use an HT. You would need an external sound card, but it would not, yeah. Rephrase the question.
Give me a text message from your Yaesu radio, and how did you receive a text message from my phone onto your Yaesu radio?
So, basically, I'm using WinLink to do that. And in WinLink, each cell phone carrier has an option to send an email to a text number or to send a text number to an email. So each carrier is different. And you can Google that to find out what that, you know, I call it a conversion, is. So basically that's your email address. But I'm using your cell phone, telephone number to do that. So I type up the message, whatever message, you know, it's just like a email header in Google or whatever, you know, Gmail or whatever. But instead of putting your email address, I put your telephone number at your carrier's conversion number or conversion address. And then I bundle that up into a nice little package and hit transmit. So when I hit transmit, my computer digitizes that message to a digital format and attaches it to the carrier on the radio on a 2 meter signal, 145.010, and that hits a repeater up near Caesar's Head. Then once that repeater or RMS receives it, it's no different than an email at that point. It sends it out to the customer, which was you. And then the same reverse, when you send it back, it's the same way. But the only difference on the return trip is that it gets decoded and put into my outbox, and I read it, you know, just like an email.
That's really neat. Does it go back to the radio, or does it go back to an email address?
Technically, all the radio is a transmission path. It's creating the carrier to attach that message to in digital format. And when I hit the repeater, I tell the repeater, you know, what my call sign is and whatever messages are waiting for me there. It basically opens and lets my radio pull those messages out and then puts it into this header file that I've got, and I'm able to read it at that point. But because you are not set up with packet, the only way I could get the message to you was to put it in a radiogram format so that I could pass it. If it had not had a message number on it, I could have probably just told you the message. But since there was a message or a routing number on it, technically, you know, you need to pass it as a piece of traffic, technically.
That's really neat. Thank you so much for the explanation. I actually would never have known that was even possible or how to do it. Around the time that I had gotten my license, 11 years ago, I had heard of Winlink, but I had never messed with it in any kind of way. I had never utilized it, and then it just kind of went out the window of my mind, and I just kind of forgot about it. But now that you mention it, I remember hearing something about that. I think I had heard that it was possible, but I had never, ever seen it done or heard anyone else do it. So this was a neat experience for me. I didn't know it. I had forgotten it could be done. I may have known it in the past, but I had so thoroughly forgotten it, I'll say that I did not know it could be done like you did it. And that's pretty neat. So thank you for explaining that to me.
I can't remember. It may have been Harry. I can't remember if he's the one that said it, but congratulations, Chad. You spent $10,000 to send a text message. Congratulations. But hey, it's kind of interesting anyway, you know, so I'm already in the hobby. I might as well, you know, download some free software to do it, but, you know, it's funny. I send text messages to my kids, you know, all day with the radio, and they think it's hilarious.
It really is, because you can use the radio to do it. That's awesome. I did not know it could be done like that, so I just learned something, and I definitely appreciate that you took the time to introduce me to that whole concept. Can't thank you enough. I really appreciate it. That's very interesting to me, and I'll have to figure out how to do that myself, too. That's neat.
Well, the actual hard copy should be in your email. If you want to, you know, if you want to take a look at the actual hard copy, it's there. Or I sent it anyway. So, yeah. There you go. All right, man. Well, listen, congratulations on your certificate. I know that's, you know, a royal pain in the rump, anything to do with hazmat. But, you know, congratulations, and go on ahead and get the tweak certificate, too, because that's going to mean more money.
And did the hazmat and the tweak both, so I was told in less than 30 days, usually around 21 days, I should I'll get notified that I passed my background check, and my tweak card should show up between day number 21 and day number 30. I did my stuff on January 5th, so the earliest I should expect to hear anything back is January 26th, and maybe a little later on than that. So sometime at the end of this month, beginning of next month, I should be able to go down to the DMV, get my hazmat endorsement put on my license, and my TWIC card will be showing up in the mail. So I'm all excited about that. I'm about to hit my 2-year mark of having my CDL as well, so that's really going to open up just about all the doors for trucking for me. So I'll be able to make a lot more money, but my goal is to save my money together and buy my own truck. So I'm all excited about that. I cannot wait to have my own truck. It's going to be great. And once I have one, I'm going to get a few more than that, too. I don't want a big fleet, but I would like to have a few of them because I do have some buddies of mine that would be very interested in driving them. So that's the direction I'm going to head towards.
That. Well, just remember this. When you get to the front gate at a military reservation now, you do exactly what the guard tells you to, and I mean exactly. the tweet guard or not, they're not going to put up no foolishness at the gate, so just keep that in mind.
I know they're kind of funny about that, and the last thing I need to do is get in trouble with them. That would not be fun at all. So, yep, they're very, very, very big on following orders, and I might not have ever been in the military, but I have a good understanding of the way they operate, and orders are orders, and you listen very carefully, and you do exactly what they say. Or if you don't, it's on you, and that is not a good day at all.
Right. And, you get on a Marine base now, that's a little different story. They, you have to work with them a little bit.
A buddy of mine was showing me, he not only does he have a TWIC card, he has a specific card for Fort Bragg, like a base specific card. They've got their own one besides the TWIC card, and you got to have that specific card to get in there, and I did not know about that, but he just showed me his the other day, and I was like, oh wow, I didn't know they had that. He's like, yep, some bases, you got to have their card. I was like, okay, neat.
To have their own card because it's a joint base. In other words, a joint base, you'll have three different branches of service that are operating on the base. So just like Fort Bragg, for example. So you got an air wing there because they're airborne. And then you got the Army there too. So that's two branches of service, and each branch, has their own little requirements that, you got to meet before you can come on the gate. So to keep all that confusion down, they just issue their own little card after both branches of service have agreed on what the requirements are as far as letting people in the gate. But if you go to a base that's just got one branch of service, say like Fort Jackson, is strictly Army, then all you'll need is your TWIC card. There won't be any problem there. But joint bases, especially anything to do with aircraft. Yeah, well, good luck.
Hey, that makes sense. I appreciate the heads up on that. I just learned something pretty neat. And I was also told I'll need that card for getting in and out of the ports, like Savannah and Charleston and a few others. I heard that the inland port here in Greer is a little easier about that. They don't normally make people use their TWIC card or any of that. But most of the other ports are like that, too. Military bases and ports and also airport facilities are like that.
I guess it's the aircraft that, that persnickety about. Because, cargo and aircraft, you get it. Aircraft moves around the world. So I can see how they're, picky about that. And ports, too, the cargo on a ship, it's global, too. So I'm kind of glad they've got security like that. At those hubs like that, but anyway, I just wanted to pass you your message and let you know I did get it both ways, And just say congratulations again on getting your certificate. That's quite an achievement. So just gonna let you know. And Daniel, you have a good night, sir. And I'm gonna clear on out. And today's my birthday. I turned 50 today, so I'm gonna go lay down and look forward to the next 50 years, I guess. So, all right, I'm gonna clear on out. But I appreciate you talking to me and letting me pass a message to you. KO4NUE, and I'll be clear on your final, Daniel.
Good, Chad, and happy birthday to you. I did not realize it was your birthday. Well, happy birthday to you. Very happy birthday. Congratulations on turning 50, too. That's great. And I appreciate the congratulations you sent my way. But that's a bigger congratulations for you doing something there. And it sounds like you've had a great life, too. Not even saying it's been a perfect life. I know everybody goes and has ups and downs, but your kids have gone off to college, and you have your own little thing going on where you got your little shop and all that. It sounds like you have a pretty decent life at this point. So you have a lot to be proud of. You've accomplished a lot in your first 50 years, as you put it. And I'm sure Harry, KC4EZN, is probably still listening, so I'm going to say something. I'm going to pass along his permissions. He gave me permission the other day for me to go take an old man nap. I'm going to give you permission for you to go take an old man nap, too. I'm sure he's laughing at me. One time I made some comment on here about me being like some 80-year-old person going and taking a nap. And he got on here and, he kind of lit me up over that one a little bit. He's like, I'm that 80-year-old you're talking about, and I don't even go out and take a nap. And then the other day, he said, I took me a nap. Now you have my permission to go take a nap. So now I'm going to pass along those nap permissions from Harry to me to you. Go get you your little nap, Chad, and you have a good one. And stay warm out there. I just looked at my thermometer. It's 23 degrees out there already. You have a good one. KO4NUE, KJ4WZM, 73s to you, bud.
QSL on the nap, KC4EZN.
And KO4NUE, hey, Harry, you gotta let me go get this birthday card I got, man. My family's on me. They own me bad. Let me go get it. I'll read it to you. KO4NUE, I'll be right back.
Okay, we'll be here, Chad, KC4EZM.
Happy birthday to whoever it is, W4WOZ.
W4WOZ, KC4ZZN. Hang on, we're going to listen to Chad's birthday card. He thinks he's old.
Chad's birthday.
See there? I'm losing my mind, Harry. First thing to go. So I got this birthday card from my dad, actually. And it's got a picture of a snail sitting in a rocking chair looking at the clock. And it says, you know you're getting older when everything hurts and what doesn't hurt doesn't work. If you feel like the morning after and you didn't go anywhere the night before, your knees buckle and your belt won't, you can only burn the midnight oil till 9 o'clock, the twinkle in your eyes is the sun hitting your bifocals, and your back goes out more than you do. And another surefire way to know when you're getting older is when cards like this start showing up on your birthday. So, 50 years old. Oh, man. Here we go.
Chad, I like that card. I'm not there yet, but my back doesn't go out as much as I do, but it does go out every now and then, and we got W4WOZ. I don't know if he wants to chime in on this or not. We're just kind of making... I was making fun of Daniel the other night. He talked about taking a nap like an 80-year-old man, and I just turned 80 back in the first part of December, and I told him I wasn't taking naps yet. And the other night, I kind of poked at him a little bit and told him that since I did take a nap, that he had permission too, and he just passed that permission on to Chad. And if he hadn't said it, Chad, I was sitting here listening and just waiting on a pause. So we'll turn it loose with that. You got an adventuresome another 30 years to catch up with some of the rest of us, Chad. So we'll leave it at that. It's KC4EZN, and we'll be clear, but probably still listening.
And I'm sure you're going to have a good day and a party and all that stuff. 50, done been there. You're still going to do stupid stuff, and you're still going to have fun, so it's all good. Okay, W4WOZ.
WOZ, KO4NUE. Hey, did you get my QSL card?
Boy, it looks nice too, and I got it sitting right up here next to my power supplies. I gotta dig out my book so I can add it to my book, but yeah, I'll let it hang out up there for a while. It looks good, man. You made a good job.
Harry, you still in there? I got another good one for you real quick.
Go ahead, KC4EZN. Yeah, and I did get your card. I'll send you one back. It'll be a couple of weeks. We're going to be out of town, and probably won't get to it, but I'll send you one back, too. Mine's not quite as fancy. I came up with a real simple card a long time ago, and then when I moved, I had to change the address. And so basically what I did was scan it and played around with the software and turned it into a publisher file. And now when I need them, I print them, and I can change whatever's going on that. But I didn't put any pictures on it. Anyway, go ahead, Chad. KC4EZN.
4NUE. So, over the years, we've accumulated one of these big paper cutters. You know, it's got a big flat table on it, and this big long knife that, you know, you line the paper up on, and you push the handle down, and it, you know, it cuts, I don't know, four or five sheets at a time, I guess. So, I printed off a whole bunch of the QSL cards, and it'll print off three to a page. So I stacked them about five deep and put them on the paper cutter in there. Well, not realizing that, you know, the printer's not that accurate, when I trimmed everything up, there were four or five cards that had some excess white paper on it around the edges. So I didn't like that, so I put them back on there, and I trimmed too much off of it, and didn't realize that that's gonna cause a problem at the post office. So I sent a bunch of them off to the club members there at Thermal Belt, and the vice president called me yesterday, and he was a little bit bent out of shape because he had to pay 35 cents to get my QSL card at the post office, and he was not happy about it.
I say nothing like getting a QSL card in the mail. I don't know, man. That's like, to me, and this is from the land of Oz. We're kind of weird up here in the first place, but it's like getting a Sears catalog, man. You get a QSL card. That's exciting.
Yeah, I go along with Rod. I use Logbook of the World to confirm most everything, but a piece of paper in the mail still
carries a little bit bigger notch in the software I use. If you use EQSL, it'll put in an EN. If you use Logbook of the World, it'll automatically put an L in. And then if I get a card, I can go and put in a C. And it's there's still some excitement there. I don't.